This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy!
Hi, this is Andre Smith from South Africa.
Fresh over from London, this is Judge Jules.
This is Bento Maxo, talking to you from Lebanon.
Alfredo Ferreira from Buenos Aires.
Holger Jakob from Cologne, Germany.
Ana Abdullah Taya, Maghribi, wa ab'athu lakum tahiyati al-khalifa min Paris.
Sean Prue on 103.9 Proud FM in Toronto.
Give the world a hug, one country at a time. It's time for Global Community.
Joining us on the line this week, one of the biggest celebrations of the year is about to happen. It's Rio's Carnival. Carlos Bernardes Amado, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, great. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Now, could you start off by telling us a little bit about when did Rio's Carnival start?
Yeah, the Rio Carnival, it's a big celebration. Actually, it's one of the most important parties in Brazil. Brazil, as you know, it's a huge place with so many states and many beautiful natures, but parties also are one of the highlights of the country. So Brazil has this specific time that is Carnival that happens all over the country, not only in Rio, but Rio is the most famous because of the beauty of the parade and of the parties that runs all over the days of the Carnival. So it starts on February 13th. Actually, before that official date, we have many parties on the beginning of February. This last weekend, we had many parades on the streets, many rehearsals, but officially on February 13th, the Carnival starts. And we have the big parade on the Samba Drum on 14th and 15th of February for the special group, because we have this is like a competition among the samba schools. We have 12 samba schools performing on 14th and 15th. On the Wednesday, we know what is the champion of the Carnival 2010. So the mainly dates, it's 14th and 15th. So it's a big program. It's a big preparation. When this Carnival finishes, the next Carnival for 2011 already starts. People, the schools, the samba schools, and the designers already starts thinking about Carnival 2011. So it's a huge thing in the city.
Talking about the preparations, it must take ages, and especially those costumes. Costume shops must love it around Carnival time.
Yes, yes, they are wonderful. When you get there on the Samba Drum to watch the parade, you see the creativity, the how spectacular it's the things prepared all year long for the performing during the Carnival. They are amazing, and each samba school has a theme, and the costumes are designed especially for that Carnival, for that theme. So they are amazing. Some girls actually are naked on the parade, showing the beautiful bodies, and some men's also. It's a very sensual party, actually. But we have always very beautiful costumes, very deluxe costumes, performing on the parade, on the Samba Drum.
Is it just in the main parade, is it just the samba schools that are taking part, or who else takes part in the parade?
Actually, you can buy for a costume for the parade, so this should be done in advance. If you arrive here on 14 or on the 10th to buy a costume, maybe you find, but you have to buy in advance and with the samba schools or in service like ours, like our website provides, buying in advance your costume and picking the costume up when you get in the city to be able to parade with the samba school.
Tell me, Carlos, what will you be doing on the Rio Parade Day?
Oh, I'll be working very hard because our company is receiving about 4,000 people during these days. But for sure, one of those days I'm going to be there at the Samba Drum, and on 15th I'm going to be in one of the schools on the Samba Drum, for sure.
Excellent. Carlos, I also wanted to ask you a bit about the history of Carnival. How many years, how did it start in Rio, or how many years has it been going?
Yeah, this, I cut down a little bit this story because it's long. Actually, the story of Carnival starts on the, comes from the Christianity because of the dates of the special, how do you say that? People got the opportunity to get the food, having special foods before Lent. So this is that period of 40 days before the Easter. So this is a time that people thought that all is possible and we can eat, enjoy food and parties before have this quiet time of the until arriving Easter. So when the Portuguese come to Brazil, they start making, preparing some balls, some masquerade balls, but only the high society was taking part of this. And they started to decorating carriages and allegorical with allegorical themes, and taking place on the streets. It was about the mid of 19th century, and that was the beginning of the famous samba parades that we have today in Samba Drum. But about the in the beginning of the 20th century, we had some musicians composing special music, special designer costumes like we have today. And about in on the when I don't remember exactly the year, we had the parading with the schools, with the competition as we have today. So this is a short story about the carnival.
Wow. Now, I've seen pictures of carnival before. Do you know how many people come to Rio for carnival?
Coming to Rio in total, it should be about 5 million people.
That's pretty impressive. That's a pretty big party.
Yes, it is. Each school have about 3,000 members.
Wow.
Each school, yeah. They have only between 65 and 85 minutes to perform, to parade, and to pass all these 3,000 people through the avenue. That's why it's a huge planning all over the year until Carnival.
I can imagine. Well, Carlos, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. I really want to pass this a little bit of this happiness that we have in Rio. So, and invite everybody, so come to Rio, come to Brazil. You're going to have lots of fun enjoying the people of Brazil, because we are one of the most amazing things that you're going to find when you get here. And, of course, much, much fun with Carnival.
For sure. Carlos, thank you so much.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning in to one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.